Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Taking it to Brooklyn side.
Oh, your soul. What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. This is B. Mitch and Finley.
That
guy dropping bars is Brian Mitchell. He's an NFL legend. Pete Medhurst, who knows a thing or two about sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Pete Medhurst just said?
What
did
he say?
Greatest kick returner of all time.
Oh, man. I'll take that, Pete.
From Pedro? Pete might know too much about sports.
Like, I know he knows a lot.
Like, I don't need to know who the third linebacker is at Tulsa University. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, you know, sometimes you need to know that stuff if you ever call him.
Sure. There's a reason he knows all that stuff.
If you're a color analyst, you better know all that.
How you doing, B?
I'm good, man.
So
went home, worked out yesterday. Then I sat and I watched games last night. The little play-in games. That was fun.
I did not watch any of the
play-in
games.
Did not know that that bottle of loss was that small.
The what?
That bottle, the bourbon bottle I gave you.
Oh.
You know that little skinny one?
Yeah, that's just
two
one,
drinks.
One big
that
glass.
That much left in it.
Who's that? Is that Billy and Chantilly's?
Yeah, that much left in it.
I mean, if you got that little in it, just finish it off.
Well, I just did not want to have any one of those little ladies in my house to wake up and say, damn, you drank that whole bottle.
Speaking of the ladies in my house, you know what I had for dinner last night?
What's that?
My wife made me, I believe this is the first time in my life I've ever had these. Like a lettuce sandwich, for lack of a better word.
Is she trying to tell you something, JP?
Probably. The whole world's always trying to tell me something.
Lettuce,
even with these big ears, I don't always listen.
Lettuce with what?
It was like lettuce was the bread. And then
it had
chicken and guac and chopped up peppers and tomatoes.
The lettuce wraps, they call them.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, that's real good.
Yeah, I mean,
is your first time ever eating that?
I think so.
Yeah, they serve those at different restaurants, man. It's good.
I kind of liked it. I don't know.
Yeah, you know how when we would get the burger sometimes from my Five Guys, and I was telling I just want lettuce. I don't want the bread. On landfill, remember that? When we would get the burgers from Five Guys, and I would just get the lettuce.
Oh yeah,
and no bread.
Yeah. I do remember that. We used to have Five Guy Fridays. Why have we gotten away from
you
that?
You stopped paying for it.
Well, that's a bummer. Maybe we should bring that back.
I think Jeff is also weirdly anti-burger. It's very strange.
Speaking of
he's anti-burger.
Strange things with Jeff, he's also anti-work. Where is he?
Jamaica.
Yeah, he's
off. Oh! If I wasn't from Jamaica, why would I be wearing this hat?
He's only been talking about going to Jamaica for like four
for like
months.
For the whole month. Four
In my
months,
defense,
stuff.
Jeff never stops talking. So to be able to really zero in on what is important and what is not.
You hear him talking and he say, yeah, I'm going to Jamaica for a wedding. You know that's important.
Now that you say it, of course I remember. Because I knew he couldn't be at MGM the next couple days.
Yeah.
If you are interested, me and B are going to be at MGM the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday.
Come check us out.
For the NCAA tournament, chilling at Tapped. Tapped's an awesome sports bar. They got a billion TVs. They got beer, burgers, wings. The wings are banging. I talked to B's yesterday.
They have regular alcohol, too.
Regular alcohol, too.
You said beer, burgers.
I talked to B's yesterday.
I did, too.
Oh, boy. He's going to join us with some winners.
He's going to join us, basically.
he said, I'm talking to him, and I'm trying to get a spot for the meeting we have afterwards, right? I just wanted a quieter spot. We can go sit down and talk. And he's like, well, hey, do you want me to call in on Wednesday? I was like, Beast, we're going to be at your place on Thursday. Why don't you just come sit with us? He's like, oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I think Beast fell on his head a few times when he was young.
I think Beast, like me, has probably burned away some brain cells.
I think you burned away more.
There was a time where I was a straight-up brain cell arsonist.
You're a fool, too.
Yeah, sure. Always. So a lot to get into. Obviously, kind of the news of the morning is Cole Holcomb signing with the Steelers. I do think it's important.
I can't believe it. I'm joking.
I do think it's important to point out, and maybe a lot of times these are just a formality, but everything I've seen so far is waiting for the physical. This is a dude that had season-ending foot surgery last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a done deal when it's a done deal.
You remember when he first got hurt with the foot?
Yeah.
And
it was a nothing thing.
They said it was nothing. He didn't play for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4. When he hit the fourth week, I said, what?
He's done for the year.
Liz Frank.
Sounds like Liz Frank, right?
Yeah.
Well, and you know it was incredibly bizarre because it's just so out of character. The team didn't provide a heck of a lot of information either.
Yeah.
Just so out of character.
But whenever we hear, oh, it's a nothing, you know, don't have to worry about it, we know that it's going to be longer than that. It happened every time.
So I want to talk about this, and we got Landfield just posted it. The 58 Foundations and Waterproofing poll of the day. Which player are you most upset about the Commanders losing? So far, they've lost J.D. McKissic. They released him. Taylor Heinicke is signed with the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Holcomb, it appears, is signing with the Steelers. Frankly, when they signed the kid Barton from the Seahawks, I kind of thought Holcomb might be on his way out.
Mm-hmm.
As much as Ron said, you know, first job for us is taking care of our own, and he mentioned Holcomb and Heinicke, I wasn't sure either of those dudes were ever coming back. Sure enough, here we are. Free agency hasn't even opened. It technically opens at 4 o'clock today, and both those dudes are gone.
Yeah.
Who do you think the biggest loss is of that group? We'll talk about the answers. Landfill, being Landfill, also gave the option none of these players.
And it's winning right now.
I don't know how you could look at that list and not vote Heinicke. It's easy.
He's not winning. He's not even second.
It's easy to knock Heinicke at this point, but he kept his team afloat for 2 years.
He did. But I think the thing you have to look at it, look at the overall. They did not feel he was the starter. And when he played, they played basically 500 football. I think ultimately, what are you really missing out of either one of them? Not like you're missing a 10, 12 win player. It's not like you losing out on somebody that was just outstanding all the time. You know, I think none is running away with this thing right now so far. Then you go to Holcomb, then it's Taylor, then it's JD. I think JD didn't play a lot last year. So, you know.
JD's got a serious neck injury.
Two guys in his position that seem to be ahead of him at that point. So.
Looks like we're getting more big news out of Dallas. What's your guess? What's your hunch? This Dallas? Is something you're not going to be surprised by. I just don't know if it'll be top of mind for you.
Probably, I don't know, receiver?
I still think they've got a big move coming for a receiver, and I think his brother might play for them. But that's not what I'm talking about. Clarence Hill Jr. covers the Cowboys for the Star-Telegram, has for a long time. I believe Clarence just got voted president of Pro Football Writers of America, which I'm a member. Cowboys set to part ways with Ezekiel Elliott.
All right, when they gave the franchise tag to Pollard,
told you a little
and
bit.
Then you watch before that. If you watch the season, Zeke was the guy coming in off the bench. Pollard was your guy, and when they were winning games, Pollard was getting the ball more. Zeke was the short yardage back. Zeke's contract was that $97 million deal. That was underplayed after this first year.
What was it, an albatross? What do they call that?
Yeah, he was done, bro. After that, he had one good year and then it was over with. And over the last 2 years, you can see Pollard was their guy.
Pollard was so much better.
Yeah.
Just Zeke lost the burst. I mean, and I don't want to downplay how good Zeke was, because when he was drafted, he was really good.
Yeah.
But what's funny, man, is running backs, I mean, how old does it – it feels like Zeke's been playing in Dallas for 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's 27.
Yeah.
He'll be 28 in July. Maybe it's also because he was so – I mean, I feel like he might have won a Heisman at Ohio State. He was so good there. He's been a household name probably since he was 19.
Yeah.
He had some really good years in Dallas, was a touchdown machine. As bad as his numbers were last year, and bad's relative, but he had 875 yards with 12 touchdowns, dude. But
he gave it to him a lot when he was low.
Averaging
I thought you was going to say something about Cody, because Cody's in Dallas.
Cody Betts?
Yeah.
You think they're signing him to
play?
He was
playing golf at Las Colinas.
Fancy. Yeah. At TPC Las Colinas?
Cody.
Yeah, I bet he shot 150.
At least.
I've played that course. Challenging.
Yeah, but you can't hit a wedge.
I did go. I think I went birdie par par to start.
Birdie par par, and you shot what?
Oh, a million. If you ever got a bet on me on a golf course, like, you know how in baseball now they have the first five innings bets.
Uh-huh.
Get the shortest, earliest stakes you can on me, because I usually, even when I played Seminole and got my ass absolutely kicked, I started bogey par. Maybe even bogey, par, bogey. And then it was ball in pocket for about 10 straight holes.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Dude, so if the Cowboys are getting rid of Zeke, really is end of an era down there. I mean, he's been their kind of bell cow since 2016. His rookie year, man, he burst out with 1,600 yards and 15 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, if you look at total yards from scrimmage, because he's always been decent as a pass catcher, he almost went for 2,000 yards. He had 1,994 yards as a rookie.
Mm.
And that he had a 2,000-yard season in 2018, which he also had 380 touches. So Zeke out in Dallas. Maybe at 1 o'clock we can do this, Landfill. I want to run through the whole NFC East and figure out
who got better,
who's gotten better, who's gotten worse. And kind of how do the Commanders stack up? Because we could talk – I heard EB this morning talking about the Commanders' schedule this fall. And it does seem daunting now, but you never know. All that stuff is so year to year. And think about the NFL. Think about how hard it is to win a two-game parlay.
Yeah.
Because you got to pick two games correct that week. Think about how hard it is to pick one game correct in the NFL. So you're really going to get worked up about a schedule 6 months before they play?
Yeah.
You know?
People
like
do that.
Week 10, it's hard to pick all the games,
man,
correct.
People do. They worry about that because I guarantee you Kevin Sheehan has a 2025 draft up already.
2025 draft?
Kevin is always a year ahead, man. Year two ahead.
I did hear Kevin's working up his mock schedule, which I'm fired up about.
Have fun with that.
So I think a lot of folks are happy, excited, whatever you want to say, about the Commanders' start to free agency. I think what you're really happy or excited about is Eric Bieniemy and Kiepert Payne.
Yeah.
But have you gotten better? I don't know. We're going to examine that at 1 o'clock.
I think we have to wait and see the offensive line play. And then we'll know if they gotten better, because I think that was a weak part last year. And I think if that the way that Eric wants to work his offensive line, and the fact now that Masco is gone, they got rid of the offensive line coach, who we gave a lot of credit to over the last few years. I think it's because he teaches a certain way, and this offensive line is going to play a different way.
So a lot of news here for us to kind of get into. You heard Brian mention John Matsko, who is the Commanders' offensive line coach for the last three seasons. The word is they parted ways.
Going in a different direction.
Going in a different direction. And I think Matsko deserves a lot of credit for what he's done with a largely kind of patchwork group over the last three seasons. This year, things kind of bottomed out, but the previous 2 years when he had Brandon Scherff as kind of an anchor of that group, they were pretty damn good. They ran the ball pretty well. Quarterbacks got protected pretty well. I'm not on a personal level, I really like Matsko. He has grandchildren, and I'm going to tell the story, even though he wouldn't want me to. He has grandchildren, and I always bring my daughters to a preseason game every year because my little girls, especially this time last year, were 6 and 3, and preseason is perfect for them because they're not staying the whole game. Mm. They're not all that interested, but they like seeing the field and the players and the uniforms and kind of the experience. And Commander's PR was nice enough. I had some sideline passes, so my girls are down on the sideline with me, just kind of looking around, and some of the players said hello. It was very nice. And as they were going into the tunnel to say, you know, get ready for the game, and at that point I was going to kind of take my girls upstairs, Matsko walked over and grabbed like 2 little souvenir balls and gave them to my daughters. Mm-hmm. It was just such a nice, personable thing. And they were walking off and they said thanks. And then later I went over and made a point to say thank you. And he's like, they look just like my granddaughters. So just nice moments like mm-hmm. that will always stick with you.
Oh, yeah.
And I think people ignore like the real people side of football players.
When people treat your kids well.
Yeah.
That sticks with you.
Totally.
Yeah.
And when they don't.
When they don't, you want to whoop their ass.
Yeah, sure do. Sure do.
It'll stick with them.
So getting rid of Matsko, to me, brings a question, and you are the perfect person to ask this. When you were in Philly, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you were in Philly, Juan Castillo was running offensive line for Andy Reid's Eagles.
Yeah.
And Ron was on that staff. There were a lot of future head coaches and coordinators were on that staff. But
half the damn staff.
But that Eagles team was always had good offensive lines. Juan Castillo's background largely is working with offensive line. Mm-hmm. There was like the 2-year stretch where Andy switched him over to be defensive coordinator. And then when Ron brought Juan here after Pete Hayner retired, Castillo was coach of tight ends. I do wonder if this could be a move to get Castillo to O-line coach. Certainly he's qualified, but what I wanted to ask you is, knowing kind of this triangle of Eric Bieniemy, Andy Reid, I guess it's a square, Ron Rivera, and Juan Castillo, do you, one, think that's what's going to happen, and do you, two, think it will be a positive move for the organization? Plus, we got to talk Cole Holcomb. Andy Dalton is now signed with the Panthers.
Yep.
Pack show coming your way. Gary Williams, Hall of Fame coach, former coach, University of Maryland, will be joining us at noon. Ben White, if you're at all curious about what's going on in the money world, we always like to talk to Ben.
SVB. B? Silicon Valley Bank.
We always like to talk to Ben about Commanders. We might just skip that this week and just get right down to business, because I think a lot of people are
Concerned,
rightfully so. Aaron Rodgers is expected to go on to Pat McAfee's show at some point today. Maybe we'll finally get some clarity.
Will he announce it? Oh, I'm signing.
Or maybe he's just going to eat acid. Who knows? But when we come back, I want to hear B. Mitch thoughts, Juan Castillo, O-line opening here in Washington. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Landfill bringing the funk on a Wednesday. Liking that, Landini.
Workout Wednesday.
I got one in. Hip Thruster was there. Hadn't seen him in a while. Got to see him fully nude. That was an experience. There's a guy down there that doesn't respect like the consolidation of space in an office gym. Not me, Landfill. Not me. Like if you're using the dumbbells, cool. But like you don't need the entire dumbbell area for that. Right?
Yeah.
Right? And so like he's got the whole dumbbell area and the bench area. Like one or the other, dude. Can't have all of it. Now I do roll in there with like I roll
Did you
in
say
there
something
like,
to him?
No, I don't say anything.
Well, how the hell you gonna know?
I gave some side eye. But
when he wasn't looking?
I take over like three treadmills with all my junk. So I feel like maybe that is his way of paying it back.
Yeah.
So we'll call it even.
Why do you need three treadmills?
Dude, I have all these bags. What screwed me this morning was this is not a laughing matter because apparently people died. There was really bad traffic because Rock Creek Parkway got closed with a terrible accident, which I was unaware of. So normally I come up here and drop my stuff off and then go down, but I was running late and just wanted to at least get my run in.
That
sounds
familiar.
Yeah. All right. I want to talk.
I'm on the side, on the wall, not on the treadmill.
I like having it next to me because my wallet's in there. I like to be able to keep eyes on it.
Put that one right in front of the treadmill.
All right. Sir, you called me yesterday when the Matsko news came out.
Yeah.
Curious what you, 24 hours later, listen. It
just came out of nowhere.
It was a surprise.
It was a surprise because I think of all the coaches, he gets consistent praise. And then when you see that, you wonder, okay, because he came with Ron. And you wonder, does his coaching style not match Eric Bieniemy's coaching style? Because we heard, and then you've said a lot about when you would watch them, how they would move the offensive line a lot, slide and all those different things. Matsko was more of a mauling type. And I believe, as I look at what they did in Kansas City and I think back to what we did in Philadelphia, it's similar. You know, and I had totally forgotten about Juan until you mentioned it yesterday. But having him there, that could be a move right into what they want to get done.
Well, here's another thing, and I don't know this to be true, but I know this to be kind of industry standard. A lot of times assistant coaches, like position coaches, sign 3-year contracts. So it's entirely possible John's contract was expiring, and they said they want to go in a different direction. Now, as somebody who has kind of been on the wrong end of that, kind of feels like you're getting fired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, man, because if you come in with a coach, and he and Ron seem to have a great relationship. You would,
because he was with Ron in Carolina.
He hired him. Right. So you would think now you got another mind. Well, that shows me a lot too, that Eric has a lot of power offensively. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to move on, I think you want to have people just like Ron wanted to have people that he liked and that was cool with him. I think Eric wants the same thing as an offense. If I'm going to be successful with him, I want to be people I trust. People that do the things and know how I think.
So now you've got a situation where we don't know this, but maybe Juan gets the tight end job last year because he wanted to get him just in the group. And now maybe he bumps over to O-line coach.
Possibly.
We don't know. They have an assistant O-line coach that's still under contract in Travell Wharton. He's a young guy. I'd be surprised if he gets moved up, but you never know.
I can tell you this.
They could also go elsewhere.
If Juan gets it, offensive line about to work.
So tell me about Juan.
He's going to work him. He works from sunup to sundown. He doesn't leave a stone unturned. And they play well for him. You know, the thing about it, I remember when I told you this story before, where we were in the offseason, and I basically knew what Gene Upshaw was coming up one day, and I was like, Juan, you can't be out here doing that. Why not? I said, because you can't have players in a group with pads on. It was a time of the season where you wear shorts.
With the union rules.
Yeah, with the union rules.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, I'm not trying to report nothing. I'm just letting you know the man is coming up here today. So when I saw the players on the field and I looked back up to later on, he's on top of the building now. But he's still out there. I was like, Andy, you need to talk to this dude, you know. But he's going to get his work out of his players. And they perform well, but all the players liked him. That's the whole thing about it. When you see a guy working them, normally players complain. But when you see a guy work somebody, they don't complain. They know they're getting something out of it. So I think he had total control of them. The players believed in him. And they go work. They are going to work.
I think when somebody's pushing you hard,
mm-hmm.
if you're winning,
it's not a problem.
You're cool with it.
Yeah.
If you're getting pushed hard and it's not working, that's when players are like, bleep this bleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You want to see that you're getting something out of it. You know, I've always felt that way. Like, even if coaches that, you know, if they're trying to go extra long in practice, if it's something we need and we're getting something out of it, I would never say a word. But if I think it's busy work, I complain the whole damn time. You know, it's like, don't just have me out here just to have me out here. Let's make sure we're getting something done. And that doesn't mean the practice would be hour, like Coach Gill, hour 50 minutes, and you got everything you needed. Norv came in, it was 2 hours and 30 something, 2 hours and 40 minutes. I'm like, why are we out here this long? It was like just busy work. Andy, it was swift. You know, everything. You're running around, you're moving, and you're done. You know, we correct stuff inside. Only time Andy would really say something if everything was screwed up, just like Coach Gibbs. If you see the practice not going well, they will stop it and start it over. So you might be 45 minutes into it. Let's start this thing over. We're going to do this whole hour and something again.
I mean, there's like a popular meme now that it's like, oh, this meeting could have been an email. It's the same idea. If you're in a meeting that drags, you're in a presentation that drags, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
A speech.
Yeah, any of it. Like, if it sucks, it sucks. And I think football players are no different. Everybody assumes it's like this separate universe. But if players think they're just out there getting run around, they're going to grow tired of it.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the success those Andy Reid staffs had with Castillo on them, in his first six seasons in Philadelphia, three of which Brian was on the team, in 99, when B was still with the Skins, was Andy Reid's first year. They mm-hmm. were awful in 98 with Ray Rhodes. They fire him. They go 5-11 Andy Reid's first year. He's rebuilding. I imagine that was McNabb's rookie year. Probably mm-hmm. had some rookie year struggles. B signs with the Eagles. They go 11-5, 11-5.
See the correlation?
12-4, 12-4, 13-3.
See the correlation there?
Hey, the numbers are the numbers, man. But like, I don't know. I think one interesting thing that happened, I actually read about this. I want to say it was in The Ringer late last year. With Andy's coaching staffs in Philly, as his tenure continued, what happens with good teams, your good assistants get plucked off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you saw that with Ron's teams in Carolina. Like, good teams, the assistants get plucked off. You see with the Eagles right now, they lost both their coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
And what Andy did in Philly is he kind of just, and a lot of coaches do this, is you just keep people around that you know and trust.
Yeah.
And where you're seeing that a lot right now is Belichick with the Pats, especially last year where he had Matt Patricia as his play caller, a guy who came up on the defensive side and now all of a sudden is an offensive play caller. And it was largely
it was awful.
It was a disaster, right?
You saw a young quarterback having problems with him because he did not know what he was doing.
Well, dude, you saw that late in Andy's tenure in Philly when he needed a new D coordinator. He knew and trusted Castillo and made him his D coordinator, mm-hmm. from O-line coach to D coordinator.
Yeah.
It's a pretty significant switch.
It's a difference.
And I imagine he wouldn't do that again. But if you look at – I'm looking at Juan Castillo's bio, for lack of a better word. Since he got into the NFL in 1995, he was an offensive assistant for 2 years, then tight ends coach in 97. From 98 until 2010, he was an O-line coach.
Mm.
That's a pretty big run.
Yeah.
Then he had the 2 years as D coordinator in Philly, which was kind of a disaster. Then he got back to O-line, joined the Ravens with Harbaugh, which shouldn't be a surprise because Harbaugh was also on that Eagles staff.
Mm-hmm.
2 years as the run game coordinator, 3 years as the O-line coach. Then he goes to Buffalo, O-line coach, run game coordinator. Does a random year at Michigan as the offensive analyst, stunner for Jim Harbaugh. 2 years with the Bears, O-line coach.
Harbaugh and Jim and John are brothers.
Right.
Hey, man, those connections and relationships work.
Last year, lands with the Commanders as tight ends coach. And, oh, yeah, when he was with the Bears for those 2 years as O-line coach, Matt Nagy was the head coach, and Matt Nagy's now back with the Chiefs. All I'm saying is, if you are interested in looking at the tea leaves, there are some tea leaves pointing to Juan Castillo becoming O-line coach.
Yep. Totally.
I don't know that it'll happen. It's entirely possible they hire somebody else. I'm not predicting anything, but, man, there's a whole lot of indicators that would suggest that to be the case.
And I think the way you're looking at it is proper.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think he's a really good special teamer. I think he's a really good locker room guy. Hard worker, probably a 6.5, maybe a 7 out of 10 player, something like that.
Yeah, I read that.
And I think with Washington signing Cody Barton on the first day of free, here's the thing that is like this double-edged sword. This is why I came up with the term Ashburn syndrome. And when I came up with the term Ashburn syndrome, that others now try to claim among many other things I've come up, but regardless, the player that made me do it was Simi Cobbs. Anybody remember Simi Cobbs?
Yeah.
Undrafted wideout out of Indiana, I believe, that people were just so high on.
He was going to be great. He wasn't.
Well, I remember at some point, I think I have this right. I may have mixed up my undrafted wideouts that people thought. Like, it's like Jeff last year predicting the, what did he say, 7 touchdowns for Cam Sims?
Yeah.
5, pardon me, 5.
5, so he owes you a caddy for each touchdown he didn't catch.
How many of those rounds do you think I'm going to get?
We're going to get them.
We're getting them.
Actually, if Brian wants them, it might happen.
Yeah. His bag. He can be carrying my bag, too.
Wow. Darius Slay getting released.
Landfill. We kind of knew that was happening.
Yeah. I mean, when they let you try to get a trade and then there's no trade, they're going to cut you, man. That's just how it goes.
I think he'll be okay, though.
Yeah. I mean, he'll get paid. That's another starter coming off the Eagles. At 1 o'clock, we're going to talk about who's improved the most in the NFC East. I fear it's a team that plays in New Jersey, but we'll find out. The Ashburn syndrome of Simi Cobbs, I think late in whatever season that was, we're going back to Gruden-Kirk days, the Saints, I want to say, claimed Simi Cobbs off the Skins practice squad, and people were flipping out. They were
losing
up in arms.
Their mind.
Oh, my God, we're losing Simi Cobbs. I believe, I'll pull it up just so I'm not incorrect. I believe Simi Cobbs never had an NFL catch. correct.
Very possible.
Now, he did have a shuttle drill of 4.32 at the 2018 NFL scouting.
That was good right there.
So that's what made me come up with the Ashburn syndrome phrase, because people just talk themselves into things. So, Landville, answer a series of questions for me, if you will. For largely the last 3 seasons, I would say, have Commanders fans feel they need to upgrade at the linebacker position?
I would say yes.
Has Ron Rivera mentioned that?
Yes.
Has Jack Del Rio mentioned that?
Yeah.
Did the team use a first-round pick on a linebacker just 2 years ago?
They did.
So when you lose a linebacker at this point, I don't know that makes you significantly worse.
No. Yeah.
Does that seem fair?
It's very fair.
What
it's what you're looking for, basically.
Holcomb has an elite haircut.
I don't think we pay people for haircuts.
I hope not, because mine's pretty basic. Landville, you don't think I have a basic haircut? You think I got what's the opposite of basic? Exotic? I'd say I have just a pretty generic 40-year-old white dude haircut.
Yeah.
The key for 40-year-old white dudes, just having hair. Just having hair is a win. listen, man. Holcomb has been a useful player for the team. I think the injury last year really kind of put a bad ending to his 4 years here. But I'm curious what the numbers are going to be with the Steelers deal, because I've heard it's 3 years.
And aren't they still waiting to see if he's going to pass his physical?
Yeah, and who knows when he's taking it. I mean, he might not get to Pittsburgh till this afternoon or something, but it sure seems like he's gone. But I would not be stunned if this up to 3 years. Do you have at least what's been reported so far, Landfill? Because if I had to guess, and like yesterday, we were on the air, and I said, well, I can't wait to see what the real money is for Heinicke, because the first report was 2 years, 20 mil, and I took the under. Mm-hmm. The real money for Heinicke is 1 year at $6 million, guaranteed. Now, he can make a lot more than that, and knowing Taylor, he has a knack for doing that, and maybe he will, but the real money is 1 year at $6 million.
There you go.
If I won't be stunned at all if the real money for Holcomb is 1 year at $4 million.
Very possible.
And that's, what did Barton get? 1 year at $3.5 million?
Something, yeah.
So that's what my expectations would be. All right, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, hell, 5 minutes from now, ESPN, God bless them. Content game strong, baby. You gotta shovel coal into that furnace. They've already got free agency grades out, Brian.
Already?
I think it might be a little premature considering it hadn't
even
opened.
It's not even done yet.
I want to run through some grades. At 1 o'clock, I think we open the phones. Who's gotten better in the NFC East and who's gotten worse?
Mm.
Plus, we got to do some brackets. We haven't done brackets. I'm starting to zero in on what I think. I'm getting in Lurch's Survivor Pool. Do we want to do a show entry into Lurch's Survivor Pool? We got to pick one winner every round.
One winner every round.
Actually, I think we have to pick one winner every day.
Okay, so not every yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
One winner, one a day? One a day.
Oh, that's cool.
We want to do that, the three of us?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, Jeff's in Jamaica, so he's out. We're here grinding.
Well, we wouldn't
baby.
Let him pick anyway.
Definitely not.
He picked Mississippi State.
Although he's very good at HBCU picks. He should really zero in
on
HBCU picks.
Well, he say he works with the SEC, and he picked Mississippi State. And they did not do anything.
Well, he also called it an SEC battle when Mississippi State was playing Pitt.
Yeah.
Not exactly an SEC battle. Don't go anywhere. ESPN's free agency grades when we return.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.